96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. There has been a lot of talk about street harassment after the release of a social experiment video by the anti-street harassment organization Holla Back. An actress walked through New York City silently while being filmed by a hidden camera to illustrate the issue of street harassment. More on that later, but we did our own mini social experiment. We call it Flipping the Script, Turning the Tables on Men, to see how they reacted to the same kind of catcalling.
How are you all doing?
How you doing?
Doing so nice today.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I would love to come with y'all.
Oh, yeah.
You're beautiful.
That's big sexy.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
What are you doing?
Hey, okay.
Yeah. Wiggy and some slicky.
You got your lunch break?
Yeah.
We're going to eat lunch at
this is a very important issue. This is not to be taken lightly, and we've brought several people to the conversation to talk about this. Joining me in studio are Emily Morrison, board member of Collective Action for Safe Spaces, Sanyo Jendai, a sexual harassment educator, and on the phone, Jamia Wilson, advisory board member from Holla Back. I want to hear from you as well. The lines are open. You can give me a call right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. And as you have been doing of late, you're certainly welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Thank you all for joining the conversation. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. And Jamia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You can also see our little social experiment on WHUR.com. I've also posted it on my Facebook page as well, so you're certainly welcome to check it out. Let me first start with Sanyo, and this is a question for all of you, but Sanyo first, how do you define street harassment?
Street harassment, I mean, you break that up first. You define harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And sexual harassment is basically just the unwanted or unsolicited sexual advances or obscene conversation or obscene words. You break up that into harassment, and harassment is basically the same, unsolicited, unwanted, although the difference is harassment says you have to be persistent and creating an environment that is unpleasant or volatile.
Mm-hmm.
So street harassment, from what I say, what I think street harassment is, and I have experience in this, is walking down a street as a woman and men not just say hello or greet you, but men saying things like, "Ooh, I'll sop you up like a biscuit," and "them jeans look good. I want to be in them jeans," and that type of thing. But also when it gets even more volatile, I had an experience walking down the street with my children, two children, very young ages, at 6 a.m. in the morning, guys outside on the street, and they started to say good morning. I spoke. Then they persisted and said, "Can I walk with you?" I said, "No, thank you. Have a good day." Then he persisted more. I turned him down, kept walking. The other guy said, "You should shoot that bee."
Yeah.
So that's that created a volatile, unpleasant environment for me.
And it was already there even
yes.
before the shoot that bee
yes.
comment,
yes.
I would imagine.
Yes.
Emily, same thing. How would you describe street harassment?
I mean, I would agree with a lot of what Sanyo just pointed out. The unwelcome, unwanted advances and comments that create a hostile environment mm-hmm. for women as well as people in the LGBTQ community we know also face a lot of harassment on the street. And one thing that you had said before, what makes it different from a compliment or street harassment is exactly what you talked about, Sanyo. For every comment you get, you also play the script in your head of how should I respond? Because I know at some point I've been subjected to a comment like this that went further and escalated into a situation that I felt unsafe in.
Yes.
So it's not just that a comment is just a comment. It's that I know in my head that other times when I've responded, bad things have happened to me or scarier things have happened to me. So that it's the kind of fear and the power that those comments have, because we've done studies and we know that most women who have experienced street harassment have experienced harassment that went to the point of being followed, feeling afraid, you know. So every comment, it's not just how do I respond to this, it's what's at stake for me.
Jamia, same question. How do you respond? I mean, how do you describe or define street harassment?
Street harassment is a form of sexual harassment that happens in public spaces. And it's just like we've heard from these other women on this panel, that it's about power and intimidation, and historically happens to subordinated groups who are more vulnerable in these public spaces, who are being harassed and also verbally assaulted in many cases. Mm-hmm. And it happens on a daily basis and is a form of sexual objectification that happens every day in streets around the world.
Now, I love the textbook's answer. I love them. They're great. Mm-hmm. But here's my question. Is it different different for each woman? Does where she come from have an impact on what she finds offensive? Because we've been talking about this issue around here. I've been discussing this issue around here for at least the past 2 weeks. And even generationally, what may be offensive to some may not be offensive to others. I've asked women over 40 and talking about how they respond and what they hear. And many of them have said, it's part of life. Should it be? That's debatable. But they said it's there. They brush it off. They don't deal with it. But then you have women that are in their 20s or perhaps in their 30s. They look at these things differently. So I ask again, when you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, does race play a part in it? Does class play a part in it? Does age play a part in it?
Let me say this. First, let me say that my co-author and co-host, who is going to be here, Moo Tariq, of the Anti-Her Dating Show, we talk about this on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And it's from what I taught on sexual harassment in the workplace, sexual harassment is based on perception as well. Mm-hmm. So that goes into, is it different for each woman? It can be, because what you just said. But as far as race, I don't think it has to do with race. I do think that it could have something to do with environmental and growing and where you grew up at, because where you grow up, you may not experience this or have experienced it. And where I grew up, I experienced it on a daily basis. So as you just said, it could become commonplace for me. But for someone else coming down that same street, that becomes very scary for them because they weren't raised that way. So then the environment and where they were raised and how they were raised plays a part in that.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jamia. I really want to say that I have experienced street harassment in three different continents where I've lived. And it's a cultural problem where no community is immune. I've experienced street harassment from people of all colors. And even though there's a stereotype that's often perpetuated that the most frequent culprits of this harassment come from specific communities, I think that it's an issue that impacts people everywhere. I've been street harassed and subjected to public masturbation, other forms of verbal street harassment in Saudi Arabia, where I've lived, in New York City, in D.C., and in Italy. And everywhere it's been unacceptable. So I really want to live in a world where walking while being black and a woman isn't a liability.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of us deserve respect in our streets.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Let me go to the men, because we got a lot of guys calling. And I think that, you know, we need to hear from them. I will say this. Got a compliment, or not a compliment, but a comment on an inbox. I'm not even going to say who it's from. He did want me to mention the free speech issue. He said, bottom line, no court in America is going to get involved on the right of Americans to say what they want in a public street. This is not about free speech. This is about being civil. This is about how you treat a fellow human being who happens to be female in this particular case. This isn't about free speech.
Yes, this is about respect.
Okay, so anyway, you know what? I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines. Will, Al, you're up next. Give me a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. We're talking about street harassment. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about street harassment. Do men and women look at it differently? How do you define it? What is appropriate when addressing a woman on the street if you are a man? My guests are Emily Morrison, board member of Collective Action for Safe Spaces, Sanyo Jendaye, a sexual harassment educator, and Jamia Wilson, advisory board member of Holla Back. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Will, calling from Laurel. Hey, Will, haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
I'm okay, Harold. How you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
How are you ladies doing? To the lady that teaches the sexual harassment, I did it for 18 years in the military, and it's going to be the same everywhere you go, because during the education phase, you have some women that's not educated in it, and you have some men that's not educated in it, and it's also looked at different. We have been the old days where we had the light-skinned man, the black-skinned man, and they got to treat it different, and it all depends on who says it to them and what they say to them.
Okay.
And women sometimes need to learn how to take a compliment instead of, you know, as soon as someone gives you a nice compliment, going straight to, oh, that's harassment, because it's not always harassment. You just got a guy that speaks to women, or he likes to give a woman a comment, and sometimes he doesn't. The comment doesn't come out the way someone would expect it to, but at the same time, not everything is sexual harassment.
Okay. Well, thank you. Always good to hear from you. Thank you so much. Let me go to Jamia again, because I mentioned, you know, the video that really kind of prompted this several weeks ago, and I'm not going to get into any kind of hollaback bashing, but, you know, please, Jamia, you know, can you address, you know, the issue with the video, in that the actress who was in the video, she was in, you know, mostly what appeared to be working class New York neighborhoods. The men that were doing the speaking, whether it was interpreted as greeting or harassment, these were minorities. We didn't see anybody in the Manhattan Business District or on Fifth Avenue or in front of Trump Tower or any of that.
Well, first of all, I want to say that Holla Back was approached by Rob Bliss Creative, who created the video. So I first want to let you know that that video was created by Rob Bliss Creative, and we didn't solicit Rob Bliss Creative in creating the video. As a nonprofit who gets a lot of our funding through pro bono support, we were really happy that he offered his support to the movement and street harassment and wanted to use the video to help get donations for Holla Back.
Okay.
But we had no hand or final say in the final version of editing. And in fact, we did give input to Rob Bliss for the video before it was released, including the fact that we thought it was important not to perpetuate the myth that street harassment is mostly something that happens to white women by men of color. And as a woman of color who's a part of Holla Back, one of the reasons that I joined is because I've experienced street harassment by men of all races, and I've also specifically experienced street harassment by people with privilege and power trying to put me in my place by exoticizing me or undermining me in public. So, for example, I'm from the East Coast, but I most recently moved to Oakland, and when a white man in the street tried to talk to me and said some very, very unsavory, sexualized things to me, and I didn't respond with validation, he called me Ms. N-word on the street. Mm-hmm. And that was street harassment.
But you do understand that, you know, while this issue is extremely important, and I think that the video did a good job of driving the issue home, that, you know, the underlying issue was that it did kind of perpetuate some negative stereotypes about minorities.
Absolutely. And what I will say about that, too, is that that's why Hollaback is really making clear in the statements that we've put out, in the op-eds we're working on, and the videos that we're working on creating right now that are in production using proceeds from the donations that came from that video that we're speaking about right now, to talk about how people of color and LGBTQ people are disproportionately impacted by street harassment. Okay. We really understand that this is a broad problem, and it's committed by a broad spectrum of individuals across racial lines, across class, and across location. Well, that, and we know this through our stories. So the door that was opened with this conversation to expose this harassment is also now going to be a channel to do even more conversation and work beyond the work we already do in our storytelling, to talk about women of color and LGBTQ folks who are often ignored by the mainstream media.
Well, let me say this, because that's all I want to say about that. Like I said, this isn't about bashing Hollaback. This is about addressing the issue of street harassment wherever it is, wherever it comes from. And we're going to go back into that after the break. So if you are on the phone, stay with us. Hope, Sal, Al, stay with us. Do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More about this conversation.